Today's daf is daf Mem Tet, and we begin the wonderful new perek. Point on the helik a perek. Hanoder min habuvushal. This perek is going to talk about what language means when it's used about particular terms. How broadly do we define the terms? It's very problematic, this perek, because in essence, it really doesn't matter what it says. Because as the Rambam puts it, everything is determined by local usage. And local means in time and in place. Kviyato azman, kviyato amakom. And therefore, the best that we could hope for out of such a perek is to get guidelines about how to determine the breadth of local usage, but it's not going to be applicable directly la halacha. Hanoder min ha-mevushal. Somebody asks on himself cooked food, but mevushal in Hebrew has a watery sense associated with it, and therefore it means particularly a boiled, properly boiled kind of food. Again, at least in the usage at that time, you see that in the Torah itself, it's not used that way. Mutar bitzili, so you can use it for things that have been roasted or barbecued. Ubishaluk, shaluk usually means stewed. But in this case, the Ram says it can't mean stewed, because nobody is that careful not to use stewed as part of the general rubric boiled. I mean, it's just very, very boiled, but it's still mevushal, or cooked, whatever language you want. I mean, stewed, the whole point of a stew is that it's well cooked or well boiled. In this case, shaluk means something similar to the na about a carbon pesach, partially cooked. It's not really mevushal properly. Omar, konim tafshil sha'anit to'ahim or sha'ini to'ahim. If he uses the word tafshil, which is a reference to the dish rather than specifically to the mode by which it's prepared, so it's a tafshil. A tafshil, we'll see, is a reference to something that is eaten together with bread. At least at that time, that's how they use it. So a tafshil is part of a meal. And therefore, he would be asur b'masek de'rarach. So things that are cooked up in a pot that are soft, which are eaten with bread, that would be mutar. But if something that is thick, let's say a casserole or a quiche, which you would eat on its own and not together with bread, you would be mutar. So something that is generally dipped into its own, that would definitely be a tafshil that's also. He's also mutar bebeitza turmuta. Now, even though normally an egg, even a boiled egg, is something that would be eaten, it's soft enough to be eaten with bread. But a beitza turmuta, we'll see in the Gemara, is this weird dish that they had, in which that they would consecutively boil and then dip into cold water, boil, dip into cold water 1,000 times, until the egg shrunk to such an extent that you would eat them whole, swallow them. And those were never eaten together with bread. So that would be considered to be the equivalent of aveh, the ultimate aveh. But like this, an egg, I mean, you know, it's even a beitzah chavita. Many people put it on top of bread and eat it with bread. And he would also be mutter, but the dlat harmutza, we'll see there's a machlokus with a dlat harmutza, is a dlat, a pumpkin, or a squash that was cooked over coals, or whether harmutza is the name of a place. Hanoder mi ma'asek deira, if he uses the word ma'asek deira, do they translate ma'asek deira? Don't tell me food which is cooked. What? Food which is cooked in a pot. Okay, that obviously doesn't capture the concept of ma'asek deira. Is a way of referring to an entire class of foods in Mishnaic Hebrew, and it's a type of food in which it's cooked in a pot, particularly as preparation for a meal. So this is now, is eno asur ela mimase ratchata. In such a case, he wouldn't be asur in all things. He would be asur only in the type of things which are cooked. How does he translate ratchata?
Extensive boiling.
What's that?
Extensive boiling.
Okay, the extent of roteach. They've been well done, I guess. Omar konim hayored l'kedera. On the other hand, if he says Anything that's been put into the pot, I don't want to be talking. So then obviously he's using it not in the specific terms of something that is well done. The ratchata, I don't think that's the right translation, though, really. Ratchata means it's done in such a way that it becomes a sauce or something that you pour over. It doesn't mean only that it's well cooked. Right? It means sauces.
It's been boiled down.
Yeah, exactly. Well, how do they? There's a word for that in English. When you boil down, reducing. What do they call it?
Reduction.
No, not the chemical term. Thing for cooks. Yeah. So okay, fine. So then that would be the clearest English equivalent. Mashenkei, if you don't use the word maasei kedera, you say things that were put in a pot. So then it's anything. Tanya Rabbi Yoshea Oser, he says it's not true. Mevushal does include barbecued. I can't prove it 100%. We'll see why I can't prove it 100%, but I mean, the thing that strikes you right off the bat is I can't prove it 100% because any proof that I bring is anyway going to be overridden by local usage. But I mean, at least I could show you that in the Torah we find that a Korban Pesach, which must be tzli and is not allowed to be mevushal, nonetheless is referred to as vayevashlu ha-pesach be'esh kebishpat. How can you boil something in fire if it needs to be barbecued? So you see that the word mevushal is a very general term for cooking of any kind, including tzli. Why do you say therefore in the Mishnah that it's not included? Wait, so now do we have over here a very fundamental machlokus about the nature of language in the Dorim? Lema ba'aka mifli? Could it be that indeed Rabbi Yoshia Sava Halecha Chalashon Torah, the Rabbi Yoshia holds there is an objective way of understanding a word, which the way it appears in the Torah is the way in which the neder will take place, whereas our Tana clearly doesn't hold that, and despite the fact that the Torah may call it Sli Bishul, he holds, Savar, Binidorim Alecha Chalashon B'nei Adam, that it's really irrelevant what it is that the Torah calls it, because nowadays it's used locally in a different sense. Could that be? Indeed, the Yerushalmi says it is. But could that be? Lo. Actually, this is just the machlokas of local usage. Everybody agrees you follow local usage. And in fact, Rabbi Yoshia was just trying to make that clear. So he was telling, well, I don't know, around where I live, Mevushal includes Tzli. And you know what? That's not such an unusual thing. The Torah says so too. So Markiatri. So Baatri the Tana Dilan, Litzli correlates Tzli, Lemevushal correlates Mevushal. So our Tana, we're very mocked but how it is they're going to use that term. Beatri, Rabbi Yoshia, Afilat Tzli, Kor Mevushal. They use the word cooked. Very much the way we use cooked today. It's cooked in Nafkamina. How it's cooked? It's cooked to barbecue, to roast it, to boil it. It's cooked. But so what did he bring the pasuk for? Akronas. The pasuk is just there. I mean, he says it's not a raya. He says it's just a zeichel adavar. It's just an esmach to be alma in the sense that, what, you think we're crazy? Take a look. The Torah uses also terms in a very broad sense. It's not that we're not careful. Konim tafshil. So, now there's two ways of understanding this. One way of understanding it is a tafshil seems to mean anything that I boil in a pot. So why would the Mishnah say that if it's something that is thick, then it's not called a tafshil? How do you explain that? The other way of learning is the other way around. But since you refer dafka to a tafshil, why would it be usher even b'maaseh kedera rach? A tafshil should mean like a soup. Okay. That's not the way that the Ran learns. I see it the other way around. And a tafshil seems to be more inclusive. Should include even another. Omer Abaye, again, it's clear that the language, the local language that the Tan is referring to, is that kol mitid mitachle be'rift a tafshil korale. Something that I eat with bread is called the tafshil. So there's a tafshil part of the meal, as opposed to the bread part of the meal, is that which is eaten along with the bread, and therefore tafshil would be referring to that. So that's called tafshil, but something else, a quiche or a casserole, that's not meant to be eaten with bread. And therefore that's not called a tafshil. V'atanya, and you see that this is true. Here it says, "Anodim in atavshil." So asur mikol min atavshil. The asur would be asur even in something which is broiled or stewed or mevushal, and he would be asur behitriot rakod. He would be asur now in soft pumpkin. Why would he be asur in soft pumpkin? Here's our raya, because of the fact that soft pumpkins are eaten. Cholin ochlim bem rifpita. People who are ill eat bread, eat that with bread. So you see that if the Tana is looking for a reason to call something tafshil, and his reason is, well, at least there's some people who eat it with bread, then obviously eating with bread is the criteria by which we measure tafshil.
Does it mean literally dipping it in, like a, or just something on the spot, eating your bread, just vegetables?
Well, the derech of eating in those days was always dipping. So, you know, I don't think it would technically make an afkamina. Yeah. Is that true? That pumpkin is good. Again, pumpkin squash is sort of a... The luin is usually the larger ones. It's usually pumpkin. I don't know why they translate it as squash. I mean, that's the what Gemara always jokes about, you know. Inubikari. There's the big pumpkins, the little pumpkins, but we know what it's all about, the Gemara says. So pumpkin squash. Is this true, though, that people who are sick eat pumpkin? Once there was a mice when Rabbi Yirmiyahu was sick, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Kolash, and I got this big doctor to come in. The doctor walks in and he sees a pumpkin in the house. He says, I'm not going to even try, and he walks out. So Ola Gabea Hu Asil Asiyu, and his doctor comes in. Chazakara the Malchat Rebeta. He says, he walks in, he sees the pumpkin. He didn't realize it was at Halloween. Shafke, so he walks out, lets him go, but not like he slams the door and leaves the house. What? I'm going to walk at the house like that. Malach Muta Yitle Ladein Bebeta. The guy actually has a room for the Malach Mavet, but I'm going to ruin my reputation by trying to cure him. It's hopeless. Nana Eoli Asor. Obviously, pumpkins couldn't be too good for cholim. See, well, that's not a problem. Lokash abrechiche abiyashune. I mean, you're talking about hard pumpkin, or you're talking about soft pumpkin. Some learn this means the type of pumpkin. Some learn how well it's cooked. If it's soft, so then it's good. If it's hard, so then it damages your digestive system. Rova barula amar. It depends which part of the pumpkin. It's not a question of the type of pumpkin they're cooking. It depends. You're talking about the inside of the pumpkin. You scoop out the pumpkin. That's great if you scoop out the pumpkin. But if you eat the hard part of the pumpkin, that's not good for you. So one is talking about kara gufe, the actual pumpkin itself. But then there's the gavi, there's the soft material inside. The heart of the pumpkin, as we call it later on, or the core of the pumpkin. That's the modern word, you know. Because since Intel came up with dual core, they had to come up with a word for core, which has now become liba in Hebrew. So this is like, this is the latest word, or the core issues, or the liba. That's amazing. Within a year, it's like the new intern.
Rashi learns that leib is a core shel tapa shel davar.
Yeah, sure, of course. So the, no, it's not, but liba is to distinguish from leib, is the way of... It's a way of modernizing the idea. You want to call it the heart of the matter. You have to call it the core of the matter. You change it from leiv to liba. That's the whole point. Obviously, leiv means... So, one is talking about the gavi de kara. Don't review the luliva de kara basilka. If you want to have something good, you take the inside, the soft part of a pumpkin, and you put it, you eat it together with selek. Now again, selek. What the heck is selek? You know, all over the Gemara, selek is beets. The problem is that all the Rishonim always translate selek as teret. But in modern Hebrew, teret has become spinach. Not to mention the fact that others translate it as leeks, which based on the Inyanim of Pesachim. So, okay, I mean, it's clear that the Jewish people have settled on borscht. There's no question about that. So we'll stick with the...
borscht with pumpkin, now, I think.
That's an interesting idea, and I think that David should explore it for this Shabbos, maybe even. It sounds like a fantastic thing, and if you do, please save a little for me, and I will come around and have some.
Okay. Just pumpkin with mushroom.
Really?
Yes.
It doesn't say over here anything about pumpkin with mushroom.
That's right. Abraham wins the bat mitzvah. He said, mix the soups. Don't
have the soup. Ah, excellent. The kitna. And if you want to eat the lev of kitna, you put it into kutcha. So in other words, if you're going to eat, we eat flax seed. We don't actually eat the core of the flax, the lev of the flax, but they apparently did. So you put that into kutach, which is that cheese spread. Look, nowadays, I mean, flax is very popular as a health food. Yeah, that's interesting, because this recently came in. But if you would have read it in the Gemara, you would have laughed, which is exactly why Dover Zah, Sir Lomra, Bifam Aretz, I think you're out of your mind. As I suddenly showed him, tell him eat flax. What are you, crazy? What am I going to turn my stomach into a clothing factory? Right? But Lamaisa, it turns out that it's the modern health food.
How do they react to tomatoes?
Or others say, I mean, the Russians is the opposite. You're telling us something that every idiot knows? Everybody eats that. Slightly different cultures. Okay. The tomato, yeah, those deathly things, huh?
Tomatoes?
Originally, they were poison. Yeah. Rava Amar. Rava says there's not even a problem. You took it seriously that we're talking about cholim, sick people eating pumpkin. You're right, sick people are not supposed to be eating pumpkin. We're talking about sickly people, referring to Rabbanan, all those nerds who don't eat anything. They sit around learning all day. What happens? They are very weak, schwach. They don't go bicycling and take good care of themselves. So those people, but they're still not sick in the sense it's going to damage them. So for them, that's the minig, they eat pumpkin. So man cholin rabbanan. This, by the way, is Rava L'shitas. Rava often talks about tamine chachomim as being cholin. The Omar Rava, you just take a look at Rava's language. Rava was wondering why it is that we have the brach of Rifa'enu in tefillah. Why do we pray for the sick and the sick? I mean, that's two words, sick and the weakly. So he's asking, because, I mean, after all, the Rabbanan say in Rosh Hashanah that the din of a person is defined on Rosh Hashanah. So if it's already defined, what are we praying for? So he said it's going on Libet Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that Adam is Nidon B'chol Yom. You have to pray for him today. But anyway, B'Yomar Katsiria Maria, since he uses two words to define the ill, so apparently what he's saying is Katsiria, that means literally Cholim, that are just like sick, Katsire, and their nefesh is kotzer. It's like they're on a short, feeling of their own das, they just can't take it anymore. Maria means weakly people are Rabbon. Now, it also says in the Mishnah that if you've got thick kinds of, let's say you would have maybe a thick wheatina or something, that's not considered to be a tafsha. Why? Because it's not eaten with bread. Apparently, this Masnissen does not agree with people who live in Bavel. They think wheatina is meant to be eaten. Exactly. They think it's meant to be eaten with bread, these madmen. The Omer Rebbe Zera, as Rebbe Zera pointed out, these Bavloi Tipshoi, these idiots who live in Bavel. They eat bread with bread. You know, so they think they got a great meal. They take some cream of wheat, and they dip their bread in cream of wheat.
Toast.
Oh, that's what it is. Buttered toast with cream of wheat. That makes it sound more kosher.
Huh? Really?
That's Bavloi Tikshuri. Omer Rav Chista said, isn't there anybody around who can get us some serious information over here? I mean, once we're talking about... Look, you got to read the next Gemaras with a sense of humor, okay? There's a lot of very cute Gemaras coming up. So there's nobody who can get us an Emily Post Psak on this serious question over here. We've got the Mashilo Nahana Nagdani the Hutz. I mean, there's people over there that are very makbid on etiquette and food lore, you know? Somebody's got to ask whether Hadein Daisa, how are you supposed to eat cooked cereal? Heichan Malay Lamichla. I mean, you're supposed to eat wheatina with wheat bread and the cooked oats, you're supposed to eat with oat bread, or like, can you mix it? Or maybe you should go specifically do it the opposite way. Maybe chite should be eaten with sare, and the sare is supposed to be eaten with chite. I mean, these are serious questions. And nobody's ever gotten around to giving a definitive psak on this issue. Now, somebody really ought to write a book on this. Rava said, the heck with it. He was achli b'chasise. Forget about it. He would eat it with, we don't have this as far as I know, but they have kemach klayot, what they used to call it. They would take an immature grain and pop it or parch it over an open fire, and then they grind it up. Hey, we have anything like that? Never heard of it. Why would it be? Yeah, well, I'm saying, but even that the process is not a popular process today. I don't know what the idea is. Or if I try to marry any
mother, because I'm sure I couldn't hear me wrong. And maybe they can't get soy flour. I don't know.
Rabba Bar Ravuna. Now, Rabba Bar Ravuna walked in to find Ravuna eating his cereal with his fingers. The kachri dice about spasa. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, Uncle Marbio, why are you eating with your hands? I'm like, what do you mean? Rav said the sweetest cereals when you lick it off your fingers. What's wrong with you? Dice about spasa, bus him. On your fingers, it's yum. And Coach can even use two fingers. Stick two fingers in there. And it's even better with three fingers. The Coach can be tlat. So heck, we might as well go all the way.
Basim is yummy?
Basim is sweet. It's like attractive. Basima is dessert, yeah. Omalei Rav. L'chia Berei. Rav taught his son Chia. And Rav Huna said to Rabba Berei, let me tell you something. If Mizanu L'chalamechal dies, you got an invitation to eat some cream of wheat, its energy content is worth walking for a parsa. But if they invite you for a steak, it's worth walking tlat parsa. Okay? So you gotta really be efficient about these things. So lemechel bisur de tura, atlat a parsa. Well, others learned that the meaning is literally the energy content. If this will keep you going for three parses. This will keep you, whether it's healthy or not, that I can't tell you.
If you work it off, anything.
Maybe, yeah, he says that. Omele Rav Lachia Berei. Chain Omele Ravuna Laraba Berei. Kol Midam. Look, if you're suddenly feeling nauseous while you're eating, right, and something is making you start bringing up roke, it's not nice. Don't spit out what's in your mouth. Don't spit out what's in your mouth. If you're in front of your Rebbe. But one thing, if you're eating pumpkin or cereal, you're starting to spit it out. I don't care who you're in front of. They're drinking that, swallowing a shame. Don't look till the shalev. You might as well be drinking down boiling hot lead. That's what it's going to do to you. It's going to seal you up. I don't care if you're in front of Shvor Malka. This could be either a reference to Shmuel, they used to call Shmuel Shvar, literally Shvar Malka, who was the king at the time in Persians. Plot, spit it out. Now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda were sitting and sharing a bowl of cereal. So one of them was using his fingers, because, I mean, that's delicious. And the other one was eating it with the other Chinese method, which is chopsticks, or hutsa, which is taken from a palm tree. So the one who was eating behutza said to the one that he was eating with his fingers, will you get your filthy fingers out of that pot? What are you going to feed me the filth under your fingernails? So the one who was using his fingers said to the guy who was using the chopsticks for eating cereal. What, you're putting your filthy spoon back into the cereal and you're spitting into the cereal bowl. Because at least with my fingers, the minig was, you dip your fingers into a finger dish afterwards. You clean them off between usages. I don't have them carry any rope. But the guy who thinks he's so fastidious that he's eating with a spoon, he takes the dirty spoon and puts it back into the dip.
No,
and we know about dip problems.
Talking about
closer than the yakut. Yeah. It sounds reasonable. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, I do the Kamaya Bluspian. They brought these very well cooked figs, which are difficult to digest. So Rabbi Yehuda eats them, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't touch them. So Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Shimon, why don't you eat? My time of Lohakuma. Omalei Rabbi Shimon, I'll tell you why. You eat these, and they ain't ever going to come out. They just sit there. So, Ein Elo Yotzim Yibnei Me'ayim Kolika. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the best thing to eat. Koshikin, you're going to be full for days. The nismo chaleim l'machar, it means we'll have enough to eat for tomorrow. You'll get every last bit of nourishment out of these things. You're not on a diet, are you? Rabbi Yehuda Abayazif Kamei Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Yehuda was sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Tarfon said to him, boy, you're really looking beautiful today. I mean, you're just shining. Ayom panecha tzuvim. Omar Leis, so he said to him, well, I'll tell you why. Emesh yatzu avadecha l'sadeh. You know, your workers went out to the field. They brought some fresh borscht back. Of course, we didn't have any salt. Had we had salt, I would have looked even better. But I ate them the way they are. Chalmum below melach. You got to talk to the cook. Ima chalmum b'melach, kol shekein shayu p'neinu tzuvim. We would all look a lot better. Omra himatunita l'rebuta. This is a Washington socialite. Says to Rebuta, by gosh, a guy who's walking around as high as can be. I mean, boy, your face is so red that you're a more, but you're ravi. Play on words. You know, you're supposed to be giving piskei halachas, but you're drunk. You're always drunk. Habba tells me when he came back from America this last time. So it was around the Sylvester period. So Boris said he was looking great because he just come from the Pritikin Center. It was all red and the sun. So Boris says to him, so you're good and drunk and driving, huh? So, it depends what society you come from. So she says to Mori Varovi, oh Malay, I am Nusa, I put my emuna in your own hands. You can trust me, I wouldn't touch alcohol. The only alcohol I touch is Kiddush, Havdola, and the four kosos. And the four kosos give me such a headache that I wear a cold headband all the way from Pesach to Shavuos. That's how sick those four kosos make me. So you're telling me I look good. I'll tell you why I look good. Lots of Torah. That makes you look good. Chokhmat Adam Tayir Panav. Great. Okay. Omalei Ahud Tzeduki L'Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Tzeduki says to Rabbi Yehuda, Panecha Domim. You know, you look like an awfully happy kind of guy. The only people I know that are happy like that are people with no worries. Now, people with no worries are people that don't have to do any work. They're living off of everybody else's work. By lending out on high interest. You're one of those guys, probably. Jew boy. Or there's other people who make a lot of money. Those are the pig growers. Maybe you're a pig grower. So you're Megatli Chazirin. Omar Leis, he says to him, look, Jews don't do either of those things. Yodoi Tarvaya Vasirin. I'll tell you why I look so good. There's 24 bathrooms between my house and the Beis HaMedrash, and I use every one. Don't have an ounce of poison in my system. It's interesting that he chose his responses to the question. Yeah. I mean, one he says, Chachmas Adam Toyer Panav, the other one he says, I'm a big bathroom user. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, one of them, of course, was treating him like a moreh, which he said, moreh v'ravi. He's not tooting his horn. She's saying, you're an adam gadol, it's not fair for you, but you're walking around.
She had cover for him.
Yeah, she says, you're a moreh, you're drunk. She says, the fact that I'm a moreh is what makes me look good. The other guy talks about, you know, the kind of things that make you look good, you know, making a lot of money, playing the market. He says, no, I better go to the bathroom. That's a very fitting response in both books. And Rabbi Yehuda, Kadazil Bei Midrash. When Rabbi Yehuda would walk into Beit HaMidrash, he would shock a guf al katoy. He would carry in a pot to sit on, and then he wouldn't have to sit on the floor. So he said, no, you see, gedola melachar mechabedet baaleh. You do the work, you eat the peros. I'm carrying in my own chair, so to speak. And I don't have to sit on the floor. It's mechabed me directly. Rabbi Yehuda. Normally, it wasn't right for such people to be doing a malacha pechuta when they're going to sabalut in front of the Talmud. Right. But here, yeah, this is a malacha, it's mechabed me. The very malacha gives me where to sit. Rabbi Shimon would carry a barrel in, shakot sana katfen, a small barrel. Omar gedol malacha, mechabedet baal, I don't need anybody to bring me a chair. Oh, we just spoke about Abba. We have a Gemara that talked about what happened with you and Boris. Exactly that mice, exactly. Rabbi Yehuda had a red face.
The woman, right?
Huh?
The woman and the
rabbi. Yeah, exactly that case. The vita de Rabbi Yehuda, nafakt nakat amra. So Rabbi Yehuda's wife went out and she bought some wool And she used that raw wool she ended up making of the glima de hutvi. She made like a high quality glima. A glima is called glima, the Gemara says elsewhere, from the word golem. Golem means that it hides your body. It's a very broad and gross type of baguette, which is suitable for either men or women.
Cloak.
Yeah. So, kanafakt l'shuka, so when she would go out to the marketplace, she would wear it, mirzibe. V'kanafak Rabbi Yehuda l'tzvayeh, Rabbi Yehuda would go to davening, he would use it. Havi makse v'matzvah. V'kad mirzibe, when he would put on this cloak, it made him so happy that he would say, Baruch Shatani Me'il. To him, this was choshev like a me'il, even though it was really very simple. Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Zatzal always used to bring a raya from here as to how much it was mistapik b'muat, because obviously if it had any tzura at all, then it would have been unsuitable for one or the other. I mean, it would either be a man's beggar or a woman's beggar. For something to be equally suitable for a man or a woman, when you're calling a high-quality me'il, I mean, you know, think about what that means. How quality could it be? Look how happy he was to make a brocha, baruch shatani me'il. Anyway, so one time, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was gozer a ta'anit, and everybody was supposed to show up to daven, and Reb Yehuda didn't show up. So here we see which Reb Yehuda it is. Reb Yehuda together with Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, which is in Barnea's neighborhood. Yep. No, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda. Lo atelavei medrash, didn't show up.
Rebbe would have been there.
The assumption is it's the same person all the way through here. Yeah.
Rebbe was rich.
Yeah, obviously not Rebbe. Lo atelavei ta'anita, he didn't show up to the tiny center. So they told Reb Shimon Gamliel the reason that he's not showing up should be upset. There's a loati like you see, loit like you see. The man simply doesn't have anything to wear, so he can't show up. He can't go outdoors. Shara le glima, so Reb Shimon ben Gamliel sent him a proper coat, an outer baguette. Velo kabil, he refused to accept it. Dolit sifta, he picks up the mattress, which was actually a mat, not a mattress, and maybe a matless. And the mat, he only had the mat, he didn't have the, you know, lace part of it. And sure enough, it was filled with cash under the mat, which had suddenly appeared, B'derech Neis. And he says to the shluch, I'm the shluch, are you crazy? I'm a rich man. I'm one of these religious people. I don't believe in having benefits in this world. You know, I can't accept that coat. It would violate my principles.
He didn't pick up the mat to cover himself.
No, he picked up the mat to show him, look how rich I am. So he was sure there would be money under the mat. He suddenly felt the mat fill up with money, whatever the case.
Pick it up and then see whatever happens to the end.
So then why didn't he have anything
to wear? It's mice. He wasn't going to be Nene from Mice and Nisim, obviously.
No, he's saying, I can't wear that beneath my cover?
No, it's not. It violates my principles, it's saying. I don't want to look good in this world. I want to come out naked. I mean, what do you want me to do? Anu der menam avushal mutar betzliu b'shaluk amar kainim tav shesheni toim asu b'maasek deror lach mutar ba'avar mutar b'beitza turmuto b'dalat armutza anu der mimaasek derayin asu anu maasek rechata amar kainim ayored l'kidera sheni toim asu b'kol amit b'ashlim b'kidera Tani Rabbi Yoshia Oser, Afa Bishin Ryan Ladover Zechladov Shamav Yivashlua Pesabe Ishka Mishpat, Lema Boka Mitzke, Rabbi Yoshia Sova Alecha Kalashon Torah, Betani Lansova Benadorim, Alecha Kalashon Beneada, La, Kulay Yama Benadorim, Alecha Kalashon Beneada, Marki Atre, or Marki Atre, Beatre, the Tani Lan, Litzli, Karlai Tzli, Mavusha, Karlai Mavusha, Baat, Rabbi Yoshia, Filu Tzli, Karlai Mavusha. But so then what's the Kroka Nasila? Because it's not to be on. Kunim tafshil. Avabin tafshil nadar. Why does it include everything? Or, why does it include ova? Om rabbi haitana kol midi demitacha by rifta tafshil karele. And indeed, atanya, hanodermana tafshil. Asur bechomine tafshil. Asur betzliu b'shaluk mevushal. V'asur behitriyot rakot. Why? Shacholin ochlim ben pitan. So you see that's the criteria. Any, Rabbi Yirmiyah Chola Shalagabeah Hu Asher Lasyuye Chazakara, the Machat Bebeta, Shaf came in over. Come on, what the heck? Malach Mutet le the Dame Bebeta. Ana Hele Asahate. Lokasha, Hobber Chicha, Hobby Ashuni. Rabba Barulama, Hobber Karagufa, Hobber Gave de Kara, the Omer of Yuda, the Liva de Kara Besilka, the Liva de Kitna Bekutra. The Dover Zea, Sulla Omer Befnei Amoritz. Rav Amar, there's another pshat, by the way, Asulam Rafnam Arts, because once they think that something is a health food, they take the whole crop for the crazy health food, prices go up, and nobody's going to have anything to wear. Rav Amar, can't imagine that, huh? Rav Amar, man cholin, Rabbanan. Rav Latayim edi Amar, Rav Amar, keman, that's in our katsir v'am meriyeh, keman krib yosi vidi Amar, katsiri umeriyeh, shema min our katsir is katsir mamash, and meriyeh is Rabbanan. Mutter be ova matniti de loke bavloi. Domer rebizera bavloi tipshoi de achri lachba balachma. What a joke. On Rukhisto, let man de mashalon, mahalon. Huh?
You have to avoid the carbs.
Yeah, that's right. It's the ultimate carbs, huh? On Rukhisto, let man de mashalon, mahalon, agdani de hutso. Hey man, we need a definitive psak. Adain daisa, echan ma'al nichla, dechite balachma dechite. Desari balachma desari? Or do me dechite be desari be desari be dechite? Rabba achte be chasise. Rabba barvuna hashke lorvuna de gocha daisa be zbata. Amen, amai kocha mar be yode. Amen, yochim arab, daisa be zbata, Vechol de game be tartin, vechol de game be tlas. Amen, rav chibere, amen, rav chibere, vechin amen, ravuna le rabba break. Mizamnina chalamechal daisa at parson. Lamechal bisra tura at lata parson. Omele rav lakia berevachin, omele ravun al rabba berevachin. Kol midam loti flot kame rabcha, levar min karav a daisa, shem dom tilta shal eiver, afilu kam ishvor malka plot. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, chad ocho daisa betzbate, vachad ocho buhutza. Omele docho buhutza, locho betzbate, matay ata machilin tzuatcha. Omele docho betzbate, locho buhutza. Matay ata machilini rokcha. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, I tell the Kami Beluspian. It's Rabbi Yudah Achal, Rabbi Shimon Lo Achal, and Rabbi Yudah, my time Lo Achal. It's perfectly good food. Omle Rabbi Shimon, Evelyn Yotzim, and they may am Kalikar. Omle Rabbi Nu, even better. Koshkin, she is Mokalem Lamachar. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yotzim, Kami, Rabbi Tarfon, Omle Rabbi Tarfon, wow, I yom panacha tzuvim. Omle, sure. And Mish Yatu, Avadech, Lesadeh, Violon, Trodi. Vachalnum, of course, we didn't have any salt. But he vachalnum the melach. Ah, you should have seen me. Koshiken shayupanina to me. Omra imatunisul reviuda. What's this? Moreva rovi. Omra imnusa biyoda. Oh, we should have realized from Rabbi Tarfon that it's clearly not an amora.
It shifted. No. Because Rabbi Tarfon is these Loshina Kaidish, now the other ones are amora.
No, I'm saying, yeah, but we should have known for Bitarfen. Yeah. Koshken, Jobin Agatubi. Omale, Omatunisul of Yoda, more of a Ravi. Omale, ah, I'm just the other day, Yititha. Itaim, Naila Kedusha, Vavdalta, and the Arba, Kasir Pisca, gets a sick granite, Damia, Pesachadat Seres. Elochmat Adam Tayir Panav. By the way, they bring this La Locha about the extent of Misirut Nefesh to have wine for the Arba Kosot. If you get sick from it, yeah. Omele Yahud Sedukim Reb Yura. Anecha Domim Okim Alavei Ribit Okim Gadlei Chazirin. Omele, well, I can tell you, Yudot Arvaya Asirin. But we got better ideas than making money. Esim Arba Beit Akise Yitlim Beit Beit Medrash. Chol Shav Shani Nichnas VeKol Achad VeAchad. Maybe you should try that. Reb Yura Karazi LeBeit Medrash Shoku Gufa Al Katra Megdoy LeMalacha Shebechabedet Baaleha. Rabbi Shimon Shokot Tzana, Kabrin Gedom Alokim Kabrit Baalea. David and Rabbi Yira Nafak Nakta, the Amra of the Galima, the Wutve, and Kanaf Kalashuk and Mikasibe, Vakanafak Rabbi Yira, the Chuliak and Bakasu Matze, Vakan Mirsebe, Avim Avora. Ah! Baruch Shah Tani Meil. Zim the Koda Gazi, Rabbi Shimon Gamlio Tanita. Rabbi Yira Loata, Levin Tanita. Amalei, Loaita Kesuye. So Rav Shimon Gamliel shara leglima v'lo kabil. Dole tzivta v'amalei l'shulcha chazim adi ikacha. V'yolo nechali ditani ba'adin alma.